In August, La Crosse area residents started taking part in the national demonstration, Overpasses for America. They gathered on a pedestrian bridge over Interstate 90 in the town of Campbell, equipped with flags and signs, many calling for the president's impeachment. A couple months later, the town board passed an ordinance banning signs on and near bridges and overpasses. Violating the ordinance carries a $133 fine. Now, some of the protesters are suing the town of Campbell and a couple police officers, saying the law is a direct attack on their beliefs. Attorney Bernardo Cueto represents the plaintiffs. He says he wants the courts to repeal the ordinance.
I mean, it really opens it up for people of all viewpoints. It doesn't have to be the Tea Party. It could be the Greenpeace group. It could be the Democrats. It could be the Communists. It doesn't really matter.
Cueto says the group should be allowed to demonstrate on public property. Brent Smith is the town of Campbell's attorney and helped draft the ordinance. He says the ordinance is not aimed at the Tea Party group. It's about safety.
That right to free speech, that right to assemble, is not an absolute right when there is a safety concern. And that's what courts have in our country have struggled with for as long as our country's been here.
Smith says the ordinance was based on a similar law on the books in Madison, which prohibits displaying signs on highway overpasses. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.